USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The UN says there's mounting evidence of Russian war crimes in Ukraine. An expert panel said an investigation found proof of atrocities, including the sexual and gender-based violence on victims ranging from age 4 to 82 years old. Some of the victims reported being abused after being taken to prison camps in Russia. A storm system could develop into a hurricane threat for the Sunshine State. Jamie Rome, the acting National Hurricane Center director, explains.
It now appears that it will be in the eastern Gulf of Mexico where we'll see the greatest threat of a hurricane, most notably Florida.
Less than a week after a North Dakota man was accused of killing a teenager with his SUV because he thought the boy was a Republican extremist, President Biden again calls people who didn't vote for him MAGA Republicans.
Remember, I got beat up in the campaign by saying that I wanted to unify the country and unify the parties. I used to be able to do that. But things have changed a whole bunch. The MAGA Republicans control the Republican Party right now, and that's self-evident. That's self-evident. So there's a lot at stake here.
Biden speaking at an event sponsored by the DNC. Republicans have criticized him for using politically divisive language after pledging to unite the country. Moderna is asking the FDA to authorize its new COVID boosters for children. The pharmaceutical company filed two authorization requests for the FDA. One is for kids as young as 6, and the other is for teens up to 17. It said it would also work on clearing the Omicron targeting shot for babies and toddlers from 6 months to 5 years later this year. Apple is updating their operating system to fix several bugs, mainly isolated around the new iPhone 14. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Republican lawmakers have rolled out a new legislative agenda in case they gain control of the House in the upcoming midterms. Washington Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers on Fox Business pushes back on the idea that their spending plan could increase inflation.
We know the formula that was in place before COVID of bringing down reducing the tax cuts, lifting the regulatory burden.
She claims that regulatory burdens are crippling energy projects. Although the Inflation Reduction Act invests in combating climate change, Democrats highlight how it also includes tax cuts for the coal industry. Police in New York City are looking for vandals who defaced Wall Street's Charging Bull statue with anti-Queen Elizabeth graffiti. It happened within hours of the British monarch's death earlier this month. Two men and two women allegedly used a paint marker to write an obscenity about the Queen on Charging Bull's forehead. It has since been removed, but the vandals caught on video haven't been caught yet by police. Two multi-state lottery jackpots have now reached a combined total of more than $500 million. The prize up for grabs for Mega Millions Friday is up to $301 million. Should someone win Powerball tomorrow night, they'll score at least $270 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, O'Reilly. Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.